Mental Breakdown Morning Show. I'm Dr. Bernie Wilkinson.
I'm Dr. Richard Marshall.
Richard, how important is it to control clutter?
Oh my gosh. Living in a cluttered garage. I have a garage that I can't park in.
Well, don't say
I
that.
I can't pull my car in the garage.
Don't say living in a cluttered garage because that makes us feel like you're living in the garage.
That's where
your family has kicked you out.
Some might want me to. But no, I clutter is a part of my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to keep clutter under control. You know, whether it's in your office or your home or your bedroom or your closet, you know, it's a constant battle.
Yeah. You know, I have a place in my room where when I come in, I unload things out of my pocket, you know, take my wallet out. And, you know, as you collect receipts throughout the day of different things, you know, I just had this place. And I was like, you know, I'll just put it here and I'll, you know, look through
it.
And suddenly, I think it happened overnight. Suddenly, they reproduced.
They're
and
like was bacteria. They reproduce receipts. Themselves during the night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or the receipt gremlins come in and give you a pile. It's like Santa Claus.
There are gremlins who take away socks.
Right.
And then there are gremlins who give you more receipts. And
I have so many single socks in my drawer. I should get rid of them. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Everybody's wearing mismatched socks now, so you could do that.
I know my daughter
You would
does
be
that.
Way too I'd be, modern.
No, I'd be
That'd be way too
I'd
modern
be locked up.
So we're going to talk a little bit today about decluttering, because one of the things we know about the way that our brain works is that, you know, last week we talked about novelty, that our brain really likes new things. Well, one of the things that our brain doesn't like is clutter. It doesn't work well when either your brain, your mind, your thoughts are cluttered, and when your environment is cluttered.
That's right. And, you know, we often talk about, well, you know, you look at his desk and we all make little jokes about this. We say, well, he has brains the same way. It's all cluttered. But really, it's the clutter that causes your brain to get confused. Okay.
Yeah.
It's not that your brain is already confused. If you have ADHD or something like that, maybe. But typically, the clutter causes dissonance.
Right.
In your brain, because your brain wants to put things into categories. That's what our brains do. They put things into groups. They put things into categories. We sort by color.
Right.
We sort by shape. We sort. When your life is disorganized and cluttered, it creates dissonance in your brain.
Yeah.
Your brain doesn't like that.
And it's hard to concentrate. It's hard to focus. It's hard to make decisions. And you know, I know that my desk will get to a point where it's somewhat cluttered. And so I'll come in and I'll go through everything and, you know, 9 times out of 10, there are things that just need to be filed away or things that just need to be put somewhere else.
Right.
Or it's, I just need to pay that bill or I just need to send that mail.
Right.
And when you just come in and spend 30 minutes or 45 minutes to go through it and clean it up, and then you can actually see the top of your desk.
And you always feel better.
It's so refreshing.
When you've cleaned off your desk, when you've organized your life, you always feel better.
Right.
Your brain starts to return to its normal state.
Right.
The clutter causes dissonance. Cleaning it causes your brain to go back to a normal, relaxed state.
Right.
Yeah.
So what we would like for you to consider doing this week is, Monday is getting ready for the week and kind of getting the week off to a good start. Something we'd like for you to think about doing this week is find some ways to declutter your life. So if we're thinking about our environment, identify some time. Like I said, usually it takes, depending on how cluttered it is, sometimes it will take a little bit longer, but usually it takes about 30, 45 minutes, maybe an hour to declutter, to go through a particular area of your house or a particular area of your office or somewhere where you're working and just go through it and weed through what you need to get rid of and you know, organize the things that you need to organize and just get it back to a good state of homeostasis.
Right. You know, years ago I read one of those it was kind of a self-help book, but it was for business. We were doing some business consulting, and so I was reading these books about, you know, how to be more productive and that sort of thing. And one of the things that they said, and I'll never forget, because I like to clean things and organize things, okay? And one of the things was, don't delude yourself into thinking that you've accomplished something by cleaning off your desk.
Right.
You know, that it's really not a good use of your time. You really haven't. I don't know that I agree with that.
Right.
I think that it is a good use of your time. When you start to get so overwhelmed, you become less productive.
Right.
So taking 30 minutes to organize your desk and your files or your whatever, taking a few minutes to organize that will help you to relax, calm down, and get back to some normal state so that you can be productive. So.
I agree. I know that times when I am the least productive is when I sit there and I'll sit back and I'll look at my desk and I'll think, I don't even know where to start.
Don't know where to start.
And our kids experience that when we tell them to clean up their rooms. When their room, an explosion goes off in the room, we say, get in there and clean your room. And we go back in there 30 minutes later and they've done nothing. I'm sure they're overwhelmed.
And I've said that to more and more parents. I'm saying, you can't just tell your child to go in and clean her room. They don't know where to begin.
Right.
They don't know where to begin organizing everything. But if you go in with them, say, okay, let's do the clothes first.
Yeah.
Let's take all the clothes off the floor. Separate the clean and the dirty.
Right.
Then they get involved in and they'll do it with you. But
yeah.
You just can't tell them to go clean up the yard. You know, Stephen Covey, I always use the story, Stephen Covey of Seven Habits of Highly, when he wanted to teach his son how to do the yard, his son reached that age where he could take over the yard work. And his dad took him down the street. He said, I want this yard to be clean and green. Two things, clean and green. And he took him down the street and he said, see that yard? That's green. And then he took him up the street and he said, see that yard? That's clean. So he gave them the two examples and said, that's what I want. That's what I want our yard to look like. I want clean and green. So he was able to, rather than saying, go do the yard, kids don't know how to do the yard. They don't know what the final product should look like or what we want the final product to look like.
Right.
You have to organize it for them. And
right.
I think he did a good job with that with his son.
Right. And so we've used the word a number of times now. And so a lot of times when we're talking about decluttering, what we're really talking about is just organizing.
Organizing, right.
Just putting things together that go together, putting things where they belong. And again, just kind of putting everything in its place. But we got to do the same thing with our thoughts.
Right.
With you know what's going on upstairs,
right.
we have to declutter that as well, and so sometimes you're going to find that you know there's these little things that are itching you in the back of your mind. You know, I need to. Oh man, I got to call. It's October, so what does that mean? It's open enrollment. So one of the things I did on Friday is I had to call the insurance company to see what's going on with our insurance plans and see if there's any new plans that we need to think about. But for weeks, that was just kind of going through the back of my mind that I need I need to get in touch with them. And at some point, you just have to do it. I was dreading it because I thought, you know, this is going to be
a
two-hour phone
consuming.
Call and you know, this guy, you know, he's going to be pushing. It actually ended up not being too bad.
Yeah.
I was on the phone for maybe 15 minutes, and he emailed me some stuff. So
time well spent.
Yeah. So
got that off your desk. Now
exactly.
You can deal with it.
And so now I don't have to think. Well, now I have to go through the email that he sent me.
Right.
But
we're at midterm point
right.
in the college semester, and so we have to do midterm grades and get all that in. That weighs heavily. They're due tomorrow.
Right.
And it weighs heavily for the weeks preceding
right.
it. But once it's finished, that's good. You know, when you were talking about that, it made me think of those shows on TV about clutter, people who live in these places and they can't function because...
Like hoarders?
Hoarders, right. Mm-hmm.
That's clutter
but you can,
exponential.
But you can see what clutter does.
Right.
Those people eventually become inert.
Mm-hmm.
They can't do anything about
right.
it. They are so overwhelmed by the clutter that they actually become inert. We're saying... That's how far this can go. That's how bad it can get. So declutter before you get to that point, because it can bury you. It can overwhelm you to the point where you just can't make a decision about anything.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Even garbage. You can't even throw garbage out after a point.
Right, right.
So
declutter your environment. Declutter your mind. You know, if there's things that have just been weighing on you, the phone calls that you have to make, the emails that you need to send, just go ahead and find a little bit of time this week and get that done so it's off your plate, it's behind you, and you can move on to the next big things that are coming.
Which are?
You know, we have the
holidays
coming up. Sure, Halloween is a couple of weeks away, and I'm sure that not everyone celebrates or recognizes Halloween, but if you go to just about any store, well, there's already Christmas trees up.
The Christmas decorations are out.
Unbelievable.
We were in a store the other day, and the entire garden outdoor place was gone, and it was all Christmas. Aisles and aisles and aisles of Christmas merchandise. And you forget, but here it is, that little scratching in your brain. So this is a wonderful time to begin to declutter, because the holidays are coming, and you want to get ready for them. And a good way to start is to declutter. Clean off what you have so that you can prepare for what's coming.
Absolutely. When you clean off what you can clean off,
that's right.
then there's space for the new stuff to come in.
And new stuff will be coming in because the holidays are on their way. Yeah. Like it or not, they're on their way.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So, all right. So try to take a bite out of that clutter this week
and
see how it works for you. Mm-hmm. This is a busy week.
My
classes start this week, so I'll start teaching classes on Wednesday nights this week.
Midterms
and then I have a workshop tomorrow.
Yeah.
Your workshop
I have one
is
in 2 weeks.
In a couple weeks, yeah. So it's a busy month. Well, it's just a busy time of year, I think. So.
It is. Everything begins to accelerate as we move towards
Speaking of clutter, man, I was working my workshop all day yesterday, so.
Really?
We'll see. Yeah. We'll see how it goes. It should be fun. So,
okay.
All right. Well, so, sounds good. Is that it?
I think so. I think it's... Oh, no. One more thing. So, I'm going to a meeting on Friday, and I ran into this woman, and it was Friday, and she asked me how I was doing, and we don't know each other. We just happened to be going down the hall together. And I said, well, it's Friday. I guess we're supposed to be in a good mood. And she said, oh, yes, that's right. And I said, but you know, I'm just as happy to be on a Monday, because it's... good to be able to start a week. Better than the alternative, I would say. Ronald Reagan said one time. Somebody said, you know, about his age, and he said, it's better than the alternative.
That's true.
So having a Monday is a good thing. I'm glad we're up and around, and we can use this Monday to get our week off to a good start. So
I didn't know where you were going with that story. Yeah.
I was thinking it was
everybody
feels good about Friday.
Yeah.
But dang, I'm glad to have another Monday.
That's true.
I mean, when they're numbered. No comment from you about that. Okay.
Right.
You guys have a good week.
All right. We'll see you bright and early tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.